kind of gave my guy an inside move and released outside. Kerry did a great job of looking the free safety off who was playing in the middle of the field. And, you know, once he left the middle of the field to the other side, Kerry came back to me. And, you know, at that point, it was, you know, all she wrote.
It appears you were getting separation all day. Explain that.
Well, you know, it's tough for defense to stop us now. You know, they try to put extra guy in the box for, you know, to stop our run game, which has been doing great this season for us. And you know, that gives us receivers an opportunity outside to win. And you know, a lot of people say we can't win, we can't do this. But, you know, it was our chance to go out there and prove it to everybody. And we took advantage of it.
Did you see some stuff early in the week, Justin, the legend believe you could go deep on these guys?
Yeah, just seeing the way they played and the way teams have been playing us the last few weeks, putting an eighth guy in a box to stop the run. And, you know, some guys will come up and press us. Some guys will play off. Well, you know, watching their film work, they did a lot of pressing. So we were expecting that we could beat them deep.
Nice. Deep ball, such a conversation with this team for years and years. To be 9-0 and still have it be a little bit of an issue, and then to come out and have such a big game, it was nice to kind of build up and get that.
Absolutely. Being this late in the season, you know, week 10, 11, and being down in double digits, you know, coming out from halftime, just to see our team fight through the adversity and keep playing, keep chopping away at the wood and come out with a victory, that builds a lot of confidence for our team, for our coaching staff and our organization. And you, when something like that happens, especially against a good team in Jacksonville, then, you know, we got to take this and run with it and build on it.
So what's the feeling within the team that you guys can't lose? I mean, even though you'll play early, you're still going to win the game, huh?
Absolutely. I wouldn't say we feel like we can't lose. If we play tight in football, we feel like we can't lose. You know, you saw the first half. We did a lot of things where we were stepping on our own toes, hurting ourselves, and you know, it put us in a hole. You know, down 14-3 coming in at halftime. But you know, that's something that we gathered together at halftime. You know, kind of got the old out and came back with a new mentality and attacked. And you know, we put up 21 points.
Was it a situation where you really didn't have to adjust much? You just had to go out and just kind of make the plays that were there in the first half that you made?
Absolutely. You know, we didn't have much to adjust for. I think we had a 3-and-out every time in the first half. You know, we may have got a first down here or there, but for the most part, you know, we were shooting ourselves in the foot. We didn't really get a chance to establish a drive and see what they were giving us. So, you know, our game plan stayed the same. It was just more, you know, pointing the finger at ourselves and going out there and say, hey, we're going to make a play.
Were you a little surprised at all that on the second touchdown that Nelson didn't try to shove you out of bounds as opposed to just letting you drag him into the end zone?
No, I'm not surprised. I was happy about it. No, but you know, it was hard to see where Nelson was at that time. But Kerry did a great job of looking him off on that play also. And you know, I feel like he was a step late. So you know, whether he would have pushed me or not, I think I still would have had a chance to get in the end zone.
Del Rio called you guys Goliath this week. Are you Goliath?
No, we're not Goliath. I mean, you know, you look around the league, you know, we're not getting talked about that much. You know, now we're 10-0. We might hear a little bit, but no, we're not Goliath. You know, we're some hardworking guys that come to work every day and work hard and try to establish, you know, a foundation for ourselves. And, you know, we take it 1 week at a time, just trying to get a win here and a win there.
Justin, just like the run made it easy for you guys to break something deep, now do you think anybody who watches this film is going to say, wait a second, they're going to throw deep, we need to protect the guys, and then the run opens again? Is always going to be a little give and take for you guys?
I believe so. You know, the last couple of weeks, the receivers, we've been making plays and opening up the pass game. Kerry's doing a great job of reading defenses and you know, doing what he does best, throwing the ball. And I think teams are going to now say, you know, hey, these guys do have a passing attack. You know, we're going to have to play a different coverage, you know, to stop the passing attack, and that'll open up the run. So, no, I definitely feel like we complement ourselves in a run and pass game.
Justin, what is it like to play with and prepare with a veteran quarterback like Kerry Collins week in and week out?
Oh, it makes our job so much easier. I mean, you know, Kerry Collins is not only our quarterback, but he's the coach. And anytime we're on the field, you know, he'll talk us through, you know, what needs to happen, what he's seeing, all this stuff. So anytime we get on the field, if we're a little confused or, you know, we see something we're not sure about, he's always there on the field for us. So, you know, we don't have to go up to the coaching staff and ask this or that. So when you have a guy like Kerry, he's going to make great decisions. He knows how the game's played. You know, he reads defenses, and he's a true leader of our team.
How much would you say he's responsible for a 10-0 start for this team?
I'd say between him and the defense, you know, that's the soul of our team right there. Our defense has been playing great, you know, keeping teams from scoring touchdowns, getting points on the board, and Kerry's been managing a great game for us, giving us receivers chances to make plays on the outside. You know, the run game's been doing this job, getting positive yards, first down after first down. So, you know, I think he's done a great job, and we owe a lot of credit to him.